Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 31, Part 3. Additional Symptoms Continued. The symptoms of ecstatic love are sometimes grouped under four headings, namely generation, conjunction, aggregation, and satisfaction. Once, Krishna told Radharani, "O my dear friend, when you tried to meet me alone in the morning, your friend Mekala remained hungry with envy. Why, just look at her." When Krishna was joking with Radharani in this way, Radharani moved her beautiful eyebrows crossly. And so, Rupa Goswami prays that everyone may become blessed by this movement of Srimati Radharani's eyebrows. This is an instance of the generation of malice in ecstatic love of Krishna. One night, after the Putana demon had been killed, baby Krishna could be seen playing upon her breast. Upon seeing this, Yashoda became stunned for some time. This is an example of a conjunction of various symptoms of ecstatic love. The conjunction can be auspicious or inauspicious. That the Putana demon had been killed was auspicious, but that Krishna was playing upon her breast in the dead of night, with no one to help him in case of trouble, that was inauspicious. So Yashoda was caught between auspiciousness and inauspiciousness. After Krishna had just learned to walk, Krishna was going in and out of the house very frequently. So Yashoda became surprised and said, "Oh, this child is too restless. He cannot be controlled. Krishna is incessantly going about the neighborhood of Gokula, and then he is coming back inside the house. I see that the child is very fearless. But in spite of Krishna's fearlessness, I am becoming more and more afraid of his falling into some danger." So this again is an instance of the conjunction of two opposing elements. The child was very fearless, but at the same time, Yashoda was becoming fearful of some danger. Here, danger is the cause, and Yashoda's feelings are in a conjunction of two opposing symptoms. In other words, Yashoda was feeling both happiness and, on the other side, doubt or growing fear. And when Devaki, the mother of Krishna, saw her son very jubilant in the presence of the wrestlers in Kamsa's arena, two kinds of tears were simultaneously gliding down her cheeks. Sometimes her tears were warm and sometimes they were cold. This is an instance of a conjunction of both jubilation and lamentation due to different causes of ecstatic love. Once, when Srimati Radharani was standing on the bank of the Yamuna River in the forest of Vrindavan, Radha was attacked by Krishna, who was stronger than Radha. Although Radha externally expressed a disturbed mood from this incident, within herself, she was smiling and feeling great satisfaction. Externally, Radha moved her eyebrows and made a show of rejecting Krishna. In this mood, Radharani looked very beautiful, and Srila Rupa Goswami glorifies Radha's beauty. This is an instance of exhibiting varying feelings in ecstatic love, although the cause is one only, Krishna. Sometimes there were great festivals in the house of Nanda Maharaja, and all of the inhabitants of Vrindavana would assemble for these festivals. During one such festival, Srimati Radharani was seen wearing a golden necklace which had been given to her by Krishna. And this was immediately detected by Mother Yashoda, as well as by Radharani's own mother, because the necklace was too long for Radharani's neck. At the same time, Radharani could see Krishna nearby, as well as Radha's own husband, Abhimanyu. So all of these things combined to make Radharani feel very much ashamed. And with her face shriveled, Radha began to look very beautiful. In this case, there was a combination of bashfulness, anger, jubilation, and lamentation. This is an instance of an aggregate of symptoms of ecstatic love. Once, Kamsa said, "What harm can this boy do to me? Krishna has no power." And then the next moment, Kamsa was informed that all of his friends had been killed by Krishna. Then Kamsa began to think in perplexity, "Shall I go immediately and surrender unto Krishna? But how can a great warrior do this? On the other hand, why should I be afraid of Krishna? There are still so many wrestlers standing to support me. But this boy is certainly not common, because Krishna has lifted Govardhan Hill with his left hand. So what can I do in this connection? Let me go to Vrindavan and inflict pain on all the residents there. But still, I cannot even go out because my heart is trembling from fear of this boy, Krishna." This condition of Kamsa's mind reveals an instance of pride, lamentation, humility, determination, remembrance, doubtfulness, anger, and fear. Actually, these eight different symptoms comprise the mental condition of Kamsa. This is another instance of an aggregate of symptoms in hopeless ecstatic love. One householder devotee once said, "My Lord, I am so wretched that these two eyes of mine are never desiring to see the glorious city of Mathura. Therefore, my eyes are actually condemned. Although I am nicely educated, my education has simply been used in government service, and I have not considered formidable time, which is stronger than anything else, which creates and annihilates everything. So to whom shall I leave all of my wealth and fortune? I am becoming older and older. What shall I do? Shall I execute devotional service from here at home? No, this I cannot do, because my mind is being attracted by the transcendental land of Vrindavan." This is an instance of hopelessness, pride, doubt, patience, lamentation, determination, and eagerness. All of these are an aggregation of seven different symptoms in ecstatic love for Krishna. There is a proverb in Sanskrit which says, "Asha hi paramang dukam, nairashyam paramang sukam." Disappointment gives rise to the greatest satisfaction. In other words, when one's sentiment or ambition becomes too great and is not fulfilled until after seemingly hopeless tribulation, that is taken as the greatest satisfaction. Once, the cowherder boys in Vrindavan were vainly searching after Krishna for a long time, and for that reason their faces became blackened and their complexions appeared faded. Just then they could hear on the hill a faint vibration from Krishna's flute. Immediately all of them became very much gladdened. This is an instance of satisfaction in the midst of disappointment. Thus ends Chapter 31, Part 3 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Additional Symptoms Continued. Recorded March 30th, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.